important stuff.
Good morning, Jetliners. This is Addy and Radha with your 8 a.m. news. In local news, Deputy Premier Jared Blehey has raised doubts over the future of both the Maroochydore Rail Extension and the Coolangatta Light Rail Extension. Citing cost concerns, Blehey has preemptively proposed bus extensions to replace the proposed tram and train lines. He has been joined by IGA owner Ros White, who has proposed to sell the land where the future rail corridors will be to private developers. This announcement has blindsided many of the Gold and Sunshine Coast, given that the Deputy Premier announced on Monday that these rail corridors were an absolute priority for the LNP. A Labour Transport spokesperson has described the move as bizarre and shocking, noting that, in the face of rising congestion, this move would only pass the burden onto future governments.
In national news, the Latrobe Valley and Darwin have been identified as high-risk earthquake zones in the National Seismic Hazard Assessment. Following the 2021 5.9 magnitude quake, Geoscience Australia has raised its estimates for potential ground shaking, with senior seismologist Trevor Allen citing that new data and surveys for the change in classification. However, the Coalition's recent proposal to build a nuclear reactor in Latrobe Valley has sparked concern among residents such as Pamela Cox, who worry that the region's seismic risk could jeopardise safety. Ms Cox stated that she was devastated and believes there are many other options than nuclear power.
In international news, American President Donald Trump has announced the creation of a detention facility for up to 30,000 migrants. The facility would be based in the American concession in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. President Trump has declared that the facility would double the capacity of the American government to process undocumented migrants. This move, while unprecedented in scale, is not unique to Trump, given that multiple past administrations have detained undocumented migrants in Guantanamo Bay. The Cuban government has decried the act as inhumane and announced housing undocumented migrants alongside political prisoners and torture sites.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you'll find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Why, it's my very best alphabet soup. Would you like to help me?